March Madness is underway in college basketball. Smaller conferences began tournament play while the big-name conferences were completing regular season play. But another kind of March Madness also has broken out. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Things have gotten pretty ugly off the court.
Unbelievable. If you look back just over the last week, Georgia involved in grade fixing and perhaps paying a player. Their one assistant coach, the son of the head coach, fired. Fresno State, formerly coached by Jerry Tarkanian, shockingly involved in academic fraud. Villanova players using telephone credit cards they're not supposed to use, 12 of them suspended. And, of course, the just complete debacle going on at St. Bonaventure during the past week, which could lead to their ouster from their conference.
And the resignation of the president.
Well, and thank goodness, it's about time Robert Wickenheiser was forced to resign, because he's at the center of this whole thing up at St. Bonaventure. And to me, the St. Bonaventure situation is prime evidence of what I've been saying for years, that the notion that the president somehow are the solution to this problem is just ludicrous, because it was the president, Wickenheiser, who overruled his athletic department and admitted a junior college player who had a welding certificate and said, we're going to put him on the basketball team. He was found to be, of course, academically ineligible. The team was forced to forfeit games. They were banned from the conference tournament. And then after all that happened, the players turned around and said, well, we don't want to play anymore. We don't want to play our last two games. And the school allowed them to walk away and forfeit, allowed them to quit, instead of saying, you're absolutely right to be frustrated and hurt, but you have a responsibility to yourselves, to your opponents, and to the school to go out and play. I mean, this is just completely run amok, and I feel badly for people who are graduates of St. Bonaventure, because they should all be hiding in a corner somewhere today.
There aren't nearly enough welders in college basketball.
Well, there should probably be more welders who are college presidents.
The academic fraud part is really disturbing, don't you think?
Well, it is, but again, it's part of a continuing pattern. The pattern being, if a player can win you games, you will find a way to get him into school. Tony Cole, the player at Georgia who has made all these accusations that are going to bring down Jim Harrick, the coach, had been to five high schools and five community colleges when Georgia took him in. He had sexual assault charges against him in high school in his past, and yet Georgia said, hey, but he can play. I mean, I'm a believer in second chances, Bob, but 11th chances?
Five teams are already in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, basketball.
Yeah.
they started playing the one-bid tournaments this weekend, and to me this is, as I've said to you before, the most exciting week of the year, because when these teams win, it means so much to them just to be part of the Field of 65. We see genuine celebrations. They just want to be in the basketball tournament, and from now until Sunday when the bids go out, it's going to be a lot of fun to actually focus on the game.
And how you like number one seeds?
Arizona, Kentucky are locks. It's wide open between six other teams for those last two spots.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.